The North American Urban Spice Company manufactures the products that Dr. Cass Ingram has been recommending for years. The Oregason, Oreganol, and Oregamax are working wonders for people all over the country and can work wonders for you, too. According to the Quarterly Review of Biology published by the University of Chicago, spices like oregano can have a 100% kill rate of bacteria. Protect yourself and your family with the oregano products recommended by Dr. Cass Ingram. Call 877-817-9829 and order your Oregason, Oreganol, and Oregamax today. That number again is 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com. Doctors and drugs, or herbs and spices, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, everybody. This is Devon Kleist.
And George Reilly.
And we all know knowledge is power, and that's why we call this the Power Hour.
My fellow Americans, I think that some things need to be perfectly clear, so maybe I'll get somebody else to tell you about it. But seriously, the opinions repressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, Mangelman, or sponsors of this radio station. And one thing is really important, and that's why I lean way over the podium when I talk to you like this, so be sure you understand. Money is the source of all life and happiness. Money buys you love, it buys is everything. And that's why we worry so much about these trade agreements, because we want more money. And isn't that right?
I don't think so.
That's our commander-in-chief.
I don't think so, GW.
Well, I tell you, they have everybody on television watching Imus. Imus has never had so much attention or notoriety. But please understand, they want you to watch this right as it takes you right down the rabbit trail into the dark hole that has no meaning about anything.
Just like because they made a couple of comments about some nappy-headed halls, they're going to make a big doggone... They say bad press is better than no press at all.
He's sure getting it. He got a two-week vacation out of the deal.
No kidding.
Anyway, we're talking to Aaron from Texas, who is a co-driver, and we are talking to Frosty Wooldridge. The subject is very serious. It is about the Trans-Texas Corridor. It's about illegal bringing the Mexican drivers into the United States and decreasing the amount of pay that the American drivers get. And I would think every driver in this country would be supporting this action. Go to SaveAmericaFund.org and see what you can do to help them. Go to HoldTheirFeetToTheFire.org. Now, if you are a public school graduate, you may need help with there, and it's T-H-E-I-R, holdtheirfeettothefire.org. If you're homeschooled, you probably got it right immediately. Back to Aaron. Aaron, you are a co-driver with your husband. Go ahead, please.
Yes, ma'am. And I'd just like to add that Rusty's right, because what happened after that is my husband, who was making a good living wage, suddenly there were no miles for him. And this has gone on for about a year. And what has happened after that is everybody who graduated with my husband and all the old experienced drivers have left. And what is being, what they're being replaced with are Hispanic speaking drivers. I'm assuming from Mexico, because they do not speak English. And when I confronted Texas about the Spanish-speaking problem, because there's a federal law saying that they must be able to speak and communicate with the general public, I was told by the DPS of Texas that that was an old, outdated law, and they were not going to enforce it.
Okay,
so this has been a plan to destroy the American worker to get their cheaper drivers in. And for a fact, my husband makes double what these drivers make. They make about 14 cents, 16 cents a mile. So who are you going to hire?
Okay,
my husband
or
16 cents a mile? And
let's
a guy that will kill your family.
Yes, and let's get Frosty's response to that.
Well, she's exactly correct, and this is just the beginning of this thing. And again, American drivers are going to be displaced, and then soon, George Bush, in the last 21 months of his fantastic presidency, is going to be able to say at the end of that presidency that well, these Mexican drivers are doing the jobs that American truck drivers won't do. And that is going to be his statement on that. And again, the American truck driver is going to suffer. But the American public and the American working family and the whole way of life that we have created in the last 231 years is being, you know, flushed down the drain here through this president and certainly this Congress working against those who elected them. If you look at the H-1B visas, the H-2B visas, the L-1 visas, if you're now looking at what's happening, to, again, to the construction companies, and now into trucking, this country's leaders are the ones that are really screwing the American worker and taking them out of jobs. It is really abominable what's going on, and we're all going to suffer from it.
Absolutely. Let us go to, well, we've got to stop this. We have to stop this. Thomas in Montana, you're on the air with Frosty Wooldridge. Go ahead, please.
I don't know how you're going to stop them people. They're so well organized and funded.
You make a very strong point there, sir. They are very, I mean, the Ford Foundation, you've got Lou Lashley.
Nation Record. The Ford Foundation is the nation record.
Right. The Ford Foundation is really a, you know, Southern Poverty Law Center. You've got some huge money there. Lulac, Churla, Amicha, La Raza, Maldive, all these organizations are working 24/7 while the American public sleeps. And this is kind of a takeover by stealth. And look what's happened. We got 20 million illegal aliens in this country just operating and doing their thing as they're destroying the country. And then you're going to see another 20 million because the line's not going to stop. And then you're going to see, of course, the consequences to our entire system.
JB, I've got schools down there now, and they're recruiting Mexican drivers and training them, too.
That's exactly correct. And again,
you know, if you do well enough in this truck strike, you may trigger a martial law.
Well, that's always a possibility because when the government sees that it can't handle what's happening with the citizens, that's always possible. There's going to be confrontation one way or the other. And so it's better that we have confrontation when it's when we have a tipping point and a national consciousness in favor of what we Americans want versus a Congress and a president who are trying to destroy our very way of life.
Have you tried to approach the longshoremen?
Actually, I'm trying to work with Hoffa of the Teamsters and get him on board, and we'll find
maybe
out from him later on this week whether or not the Teamsters.
Well, how about today? Well, you need to call him today and ask him to get in touch with the longshoremen, because I think that you would really pull this off if you could get them to go out. But what I see before we left Los Angeles, that the longshoremen were becoming all the illegal aliens, they were pushing the other people out.
Again, there you have a displacement of American jobs by foreigners, by Mexicans.
We know that, but I know, as I'm saying, if you can contact Hoffa and get him to contact the longshore people and see if you can get them. You could swing this thing, man, if you can get the longshoremen in.
Absolutely. That would be a big boost. And there's nothing on the on the truckers' website, so that would be good to get this on there. You all need that support of them, and I know that's easier said than done. Thank you very much, Thomas in Montana, for the phone call. Let's go to George in Pennsylvania or Florida? John, where do... PA, I'm sorry, first-time caller. Welcome to the Power Hour. You're on with Frosty Wooldridge. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi, Dave Joyce. I listened to you quite a while, quite a time here.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate everything you do for us out here. But yeah, I'm an owner-operator for Mercer Transportation there, and the economy, like the last girl said, the economy has took a dive in the dirt here over the last year. I'm sitting 2 to 5 days just waiting on a load, even to move around this country. Because we lost so many manufacturing jobs, over to Mexico, and they're going to come up here into our country, and they're going to start hacking the rates down, cutting our paychecks even lower. You had the Canadians come down; they started doing the same thing. They were only allowed to bring freight into the country. Now they're down here running all 48, raping our economy, and it's got to stop. I mean. I've already heard this website on. I've been advertising on the CB about the strike over 2 weeks ago, and trying to get people motivated. And you just get arguments out of the drivers out there. And I just tell them, grow a spine. I said, quit being a spineless coward and stand up and do something for what's going to help you out in the long run.
Well, George, tell them also to get the lace off their panties. That'll get a reaction.
I call them a bunch of spineless cowards. Like I said, I go to truck stop on the CB and. I get things stirred up or whatever, and then they turn around and say, well, you ain't going to get anything going because nobody else will do it. I said, well, you're everybody else. I said,
that's
you're
right.
Part of the problem. I said, if you'd grow a spine and stand up and do something, we could stop this stuff and send all these people back across the border where they belong.
Yay!
Yes,
bingo!
Indeed.
Fantastic, George.
My kind of trucker,
yeah,
man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I even show your DVD around the truck stops and movie theaters there, Beyond Treason.
Oh, good for you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what, George? Tell them that, a lot of the truckers heard me when I used to be on the Art Bell Show. Because we'd drive around, and I'd actually, when we used to do a lot of meetings for the veterans, we'd be listening on the CB radio, and I'd hear them out there saying that, there's this nurse on the radio show last night on Art Bell talking about veterans issues. Man, she was kicking some butt. And I would hear them saying that. And one time I did go on the radio, and are on the CB radio, and I said, hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and they got mad at me. They said, you're no Joyce Riley.
I remember that. There's no way, you ain't that nurse.
Yeah, she is, guy.
Yeah, but anyway.
Not to get off the subject.
But wait, let me just finish by saying, purpose in saying this is tell them that Joyce Riley said to get the lace off their panties and get out there and be seen.
Oh, I hear you. I mean, I really hear you. I was discussing that even at Beyond Treason with another guy here, and he stepped into my conversation, and he served over there pulling the wreckage off the field, and he said they came here with Geiger counters, man, and the thing was pegging off the thing, and he turned around, he said he was sick, and some of his other friends had already died, and I told him, I give him your website and everything to call you. I said, you probably want to talk to him, and he said they made him wear patches, radiation patches or whatever,
wow.
To monitor their radiation intake here or whatever, but he said, yeah, everything that I was talking about from your DVD says true.
Incredible. Hey, you know what? If you will call the Power Hour, I'd like to give you about 10 of those to hand out at truck stops. Would you do that?
Yeah, I'd do it. Yeah, matter of fact, I take them and I show them in the movie theaters there when they got a DVD player or whatever. I'll show it in the movie theater there for a while.
Fantastic.
I've got a lot of people's attention. I give you a website out and they want to know where to get it.
Well, call the Power Hour and I'll give you some to give out to these guys. But also, let me just get back to the trucker strike. What recommendations would you have, or what can we do at this point? Because we've got to get more people in the field now doing this.
Yeah, well, as I said, I'm trying to get people motivated myself. I've been doing it for 2 weeks now, advertising on the CB, because I heard them advertise the SaveAmericaFund.org about it. I listened to another show, and I've been on the CB ever since telling these
good
guys.
Good for you. Good for you. I got to move on to the break. Thank you very much for the phone call. George in Pennsylvania, and I'm going to get back to Frosty after this break, and we're going to find out what can we do. Where do we go from here? Back in 4 minutes. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
During
During the last 50 years, hundreds of thousands of military personnel have been involved in human experimentation and other intentional exposures conducted by the Department of Defense, often without a service member's knowledge or consent. That is the opening statement of Senate Report 103-97. The Atomic Vets, White Coat Vets, Vietnam Vets, Gulf War Vets, and now Gulf War II Vets, all used as unwitting subjects and exposed to chemicals, biologicals, radiation, experimental vaccinations, psychedelic drugs, depleted uranium, and more, and then denied treatment. Beyond Treason exposes these horrendous experiments and demands accountability. Beyond Treason comes with a CD-ROM that contains thousands of pages of documents to prove that our own government has been involved in what can only be described as activity that goes beyond treason. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit beyondtreason.com. Only $19.95 plus shipping for the DVD and the CD-ROM. Call 877-817-9829 and order today. What you will see goes beyond treason.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Hello, friends. I have an important question. When's the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, no perfumes, deodorants, or other dangerous toxins. The Calben Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calben soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalbenPureSoap.com. Use Calben soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This land is our land. This land is our land. From Nome, Alaska, to the Key West Island.
The Key West Island.
Your Constitution is not effective.
Defective.
This land is ruled by the UCC.
Sing it, Daddy.
This land is my land, because I can buy land from Kenny Bunkport to the Texas Highlands.
That's my daddy singing.
From the Rigs of Kuwait to the Persian Gulf waters. Walker Bush is my dynasty. Go ahead, Slick Willie.
No, I don't travel the ribbons of highway the way I go now. is in the skyway.
Republicans and Demopublicans alike are not real happy when faced with the truth. You know, corruption is not a monopoly type of deal when it comes to one of the parties. And there's plenty of corruption to go around with both Republican and Demopublican parties. And that's why we keep saying it's not right versus left, it's right versus wrong. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Power Hour. This is Dave.
And Joyce. And that DVD, or that CD-ROM, CD is free. That CD with those 30-some songs on it is free at no charge, especially if you are an XM listener. If you are a new XM listener, you can email us at thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com and say, I want that CD with all those funny songs on it. That's all you have to say. The CD with the funny songs. They are politically incorrect, in-your-face music by Dave Von Kleist. And if you purchase from the Power Hour, you get it at no charge. All
you
have to do is ask for it.
You ask for it, right.
You have to ask for it at the Power Hour. Now, of course, everything that we promote and believe in and personally endorse can be found at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Our website is thepowerhour.com. And if you've not obtained your XM radio, let me tell you how to do it. Go to myradiostore.com. MyRadioStore.com, or you can call this phone number, 866-463-3.
Shadow of the text of the Constitution. Oh, what a farce. They invented a new right, and the Ninth Amendment says they cannot invent any new rights. They can only secure the rights retained by the people. Another example of an invented right by the Supreme Court, those evil lawyers in black robes, is the Lawrence v. Texas case just a few years ago, in which they said all sodomy laws, all laws against sodomy in all 50 states are unconstitutional. They struck them all down. What they were basically saying is that human beings have a right to sodomy. Well, wait a minute. What is a right? It's permission to do that which your Creator has given you ability and permission to do. Has the Creator given human beings the permission to commit sodomy? No, 1,000 times no. You see, the problem here is those supreme black-robed evil ones have set themselves up as gods and have said, we are going to determine what is right from wrong. That's exactly what Satan told Eve that she would accomplish if she ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil there in the garden, that she would know right from wrong independently of the Creator God. And that's what these evildoers are doing in our day. That's why they said abortion is the law of the land, and you have a right to murder your unborn child. Sodomy is the law of the land. You have a right to sodomize people. That is completely wrong. It's not right. Rights are what are given to us by our Creator God, and our founders stated that so very clearly in the Declaration that it cannot be denied. So if you have a right given to you by God, the sole purpose of government is to secure that right. If God says, here is what is wrong, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit sodomy, you do not have a right to do that which the Creator has said is wrong. No, it's a crime. By the way, sodomy, our founder said, is a crime against nature. It's so clearly abhorrent to nature that it's a crime that is obvious to all mankind. So the Ninth Amendment has been abused and misinterpreted by the courts of our day, and again, they should be held accountable for that. Roe v. Wade, the response of the legislature should have been to impeach every Supreme Court justice that sided with the opinion that a woman could hire a contract killer and murder her unborn baby. Same thing in Lawrence v. Texas. All of those Supreme Court justices should have been immediately impeached and removed from the bench to teach wicked judges that they are accountable to the supreme law of the land, and they are accountable to the supreme law of the universe, God's law. How dare they say something is right which God Almighty has said is wrong? It just reveals their arrogance and their wicked hubris in which they think they are God and that they can change the laws of the universe as if they were God. But they cannot, and there will be hell to pay for our nation and hell to pay for them individually for all eternity unless they repent before it is too late. Well, the Tenth Amendment is equally important. It basically says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it, that is by the Constitution, to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Now, we unpack this here. It means that there are certain powers that we the people have delegated to our federal government. Those powers are very clearly listed in Article 1, Section 8. There's 18 things. This is what the federal government can do, and these are the only powers that we have granted to the federal government. If it's not listed there in the Constitution, we have not given the federal government power to do any other thing than that which is listed in the Constitution. For example, think of education. Education on the elementary school level, high school, all the way up to college. Does the federal government have the power that we, the people, granted it to spend one tax dollar on education? No! Nowhere in the Constitution is there any grant of power for the federal government to spend even one penny on educating any children anywhere in our country or any country of the world. And yet the government spends billions of dollars. Billions of dollars that they have stolen from the people illegally and are spending illegally. They are breaking the law, and they need to be held accountable to the law. And that's why we're teaching this course. That's why Institute on the Constitution exists, to get this word out.
All right,
we can take our country back.
We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney.
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Veterans, stop renting and start owning. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Take advantage of today's buyer's market and buy a home with a low-interest VA-backed mortgage. It's a benefit you earned. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans utilize their VA benefit. Call 970-214-1374 and get more information on your VA loan and start looking for a home of your own. 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith of Destiny Lending. Can investment properties be profitable?
Yes. Today's rentals are cash flowing. Bank-owned properties are selling at 70% of value. With mortgage rates still at a 40-year low and little to no down payment needed, now is definitely the time to buy.
So call Angela Smith at Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. Call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, Pastor David Whitney, and before we go on with our discussion of the Constitution, I want David to tell you about how you can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution and hopefully set up a study group in your community, in your church, in your neighborhood, and begin teaching people about our Constitution. Now, really what's so exciting is because of Pastor David Whitney's work and the other people there at the Institute, why there are courses being held or have been held in every state in the union, now all 50 states, where people are beginning to learn the Constitution. Those would establish a dictatorship in America. Those people who believe that they have this right to rule us. And there really are people who really want a dictatorship in America. Those people do not want the American people to understand the Constitution because they're conspiring against it. They're conspiring against our national sovereignty. They're conspiring against our freedom. And but you see, if the truth ever came out, they could well be arrested and convicted of treason to our nation. So the last thing they want is for the American people to understand that most of what goes on in Washington, D.C. is simply treasonous activity carried out by men who have taken an oath to uphold our Constitution and are doing everything they can for political reasons to destroy it. And that would include people in the executive and the legislative and the judicial branches of our government. So, David, why don't you tell people how they can get in touch with you and the Institute?
Yes, we offer what we call a host kit so that people can communicate the truths we're talking about here on the air in a way that is effective in telling their neighbors, their family, their friends, especially their churches. Actually, churches are probably the most common place our Institute on the Constitution is hosted. And so we give the host everything they need, DVDs, 12 lectures, and a student notebook, as well as a host notebook, giving them full instructions about how to conduct a class. And they don't need to have any background in history or any expertise in law. Actually, it's helpful if they don't, because they can come at it from what our founders said themselves. And it's very easy to put on a class, and it's the most effective way that any citizen can begin to work towards taking back our republic from the tyrants who are currently running things. And they can purchase a host kit by going to our web store if they have web access. And our website is iotconline.com. That stands for Institute on the Constitution. It's iotconline.com. Or if they want to call us toll-free to order a host kit, we invite them to call us at our toll-free number, and that is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number again is 866-730-9796. And you know, if you teach this for, or you host this for several times, you will gain an expertise yourself in this. And I have had no attorney training whatsoever, and yet this past session of our legislature here in Maryland, I was privileged to be able to host a class for senators and delegates in our state capital, Annapolis. And many of these are trained lawyers. They've gone to law school. They've been practicing attorneys for years, and yet they'd never cracked open the Constitution itself, never understood what our founders meant by the words they put on the paper there. And it was a privilege to help these who are making the laws understand what the supreme law of the land is, to which they took an oath to support and uphold and obey. And there's millions of Americans that take an oath to the Constitution, whether it's in federal service or whether they're elected to office, either on the state or federal level, or even if they're appointed to offices, they have to take an oath to uphold the Constitution. And most of these people have never studied the Constitution, so they don't know what is lawful and what is unlawful. And we, the average citizens, I have no, like I said, special training, can begin to take back our republic and even begin to train those who are in positions of power to understand what our founders meant by the words that they put on paper to secure our God-given rights. Well, as we've come here to the conclusion of the 10th Amendment...
Oh, did we? Have we got the telephone number?
Excuse me. No, that's right. We just started into the 10th Amendment. The website, again, is iotconline.com. And we're talking about the 10th Amendment. It is really the cornerstone of freedom, because it says, if we have not delegated a certain power to our federal government, it does not have any power to do anything in that realm. It's as if you visualize it this way, a football field, and that football field itself with its boundaries, its white lines drawn on the grass, that's what our Constitution, the seven articles of our Constitution, detail. However, around that boundary is a higher and more strong boundary, which is a wall. And that wall is the Bill of Rights, the 10 amendments to the Bill of Rights.
It is a wall to prevent the government from playing outside of that football field that we've given them permission to play on. That's
really
all they can do. Nothing else.
It's
they
really cannot... a restrictive covenant.
Exactly.
It restricts what the federal government can do. Go ahead.
And that's exactly what our framers viewed government as, a covenant between we the people and our government that we created, and we give it these powers and no other powers. So it cannot do anything about education. It has no business doing anything about welfare, and housing is not the responsibility of the federal. All these things have no, the government has no right to spend one dime of taxpayers' money because they have been not given the power by we, the people, to do it. See, we really are the masters in this situation, and they are supposed to be our servants. Well, the wicked ones have turned it around and made them our masters and are wanting to make us their slaves. But it is illegal what they are doing, and they need to be brought to justice. So this 10th Amendment is largely ignored today. But the states could actually do something very powerful here. If they pass 10th Amendment resolutions, which I know some states have already done, they can basically tell the federal government, if you tell us to do something, so they say you tell us to do something about smoking in our state, we can tell you that you cannot command us to do anything or to spend any money if it is not within your constitutional powers to do so. So you're going to mandate education with Goals 2000 or No Child Left Behind? You have no power, federal government, to do anything about any child in our state, and we refuse to obey you because of the 10th Amendment. Powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Largely, this 10th Amendment is completely ignored in Washington, D.C. today, and that can change if we the people rise up and demand that our government obey the law. After all, if they don't obey the law, they're nothing but an organized gang of criminals. So that's the Bill of Rights, the first ten amendments. As soon as we step beyond the Bill of Rights, that wall that was created around the playing field permitted for our federal government, each of these amendments, not all of them, but most of these amendments, create a door or a window which allowed the federal government to creep out to increase the powers that it had beyond the design of our founders. For instance, the 11th Amendment resulted from a lawsuit that an individual, I believe the state of South Carolina, sued the state of Georgia in Chisholm v. Georgia. The case took place, it went all the way up to the Supreme Court in 1793. And basically, he had formed a contract with the state of Georgia, believed that the contract was being violated by the state of Georgia. Obviously, the state of Georgia, their court system would not give him a fair shake, so he went on up to the federal court. And the federal court handed down an opinion. And this amendment was a result of that, that states may not be sued in federal court by citizens of another jurisdiction.
David Wood.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, I'm just standing back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, Pastor David Whitney, and David, go right ahead.
So the 11th Amendment actually says that states may not be sued in federal court by citizens of another jurisdiction without the state's consent. Well, how many states are going to consent to be sued? So this basically gives states a free pass. If any citizen of another state forms a contract with that state, ultimately they cannot enforce that contract and sue that state in federal court. Well, the 12th Amendment was a response to the system set up in terms of the election of president and vice president, where the electoral votes, the greatest number of votes, would be the person who became president, and the person that came in second would be vice president. So you would have two people opposing one another in the presidential campaign. The winner would become president, and the second runner-up, so to speak, would become vice president. So you had political rivals, basically, serving as president and vice president. This led to some interesting scenarios. For instance, the election of 1800, where Thomas Jefferson, who was the vice president of John Adams, ran against John Adams in that election. And also there was a couple other characters running, Jefferson came in tie in the Electoral College, which threw it into a decision of Congress as to who became president. Obviously, the decision was Thomas Jefferson to be the president. But they recognized that this may not be the best system to have vice president and president chosen in this way. So the 12th Amendment established that there would be a ticket where the vice president and president would be voted on together rather than the winner taking the presidential position and the runner-up, so to speak, taking the vice presidential position. And this probably is a good decision of all the amendments that were made subsequent to the Bill of Rights. That one probably would be worth preserving. The 13th Amendment, however, has some serious problems. That was in 1865 at the close of the war, and it basically abolished slavery. We need to understand that war between the states, or as I believe it's more rightly called, the war to prevent Southern independence, was really not about slavery. Lincoln said so in his first inaugural address. Read it. He said he had no intention to touch the institution of slavery at all. It was all about power, money, tariffs, other issues where the South believed it was being mistreated by the government in Washington, D.C., and just as we separated from Great Britain with our Declaration of Independence, they seceded from the Union in a similar declaration. They said, hey, the terms of this contract of our Constitution are not being rightly administered, and therefore we know that we're not going to get a fair shake because we have a smaller population, so we're just going to separate and form our own government, just as we separated from Great Britain and formed our own government. As a matter of fact, one of the statements in the Declaration of Independence is one of our God-given rights is when government fails to do that which God has ordained it to do. To secure our God-given rights, then we the people have another God-given right to alter or to abolish that form of government. That's what they were doing. Well, obviously the war was lost by the South, and one of the results of that was this 13th Amendment that abolished slavery. Now, to understand what the amendment meant at the time it passed, at the time it was ratified, it's easy to look at the early court rulings regarding the 13th Amendment. It stated, those rulings said that the 13th Amendment, its intent was simply to abolish the institution of slavery. It had nothing to say about other forms of segregation or other forms of discrimination. This was a case, for example, in 1883, the civil rights cases. And Justice Harlan, one of the Supreme Court justices, dissented from that opinion. He argued that the 13th Amendment did more than abolish slavery as an institution. It also abolished, he said, the badges and incidences of slavery that are reminiscent of the slavery era. And interestingly enough, this 1883 dissenting view ultimately became the majority view by 1968 in the Jones v. Mayer case, where the U.S. Supreme Court said all forms of discrimination and so forth have to be abolished because of the 13th Amendment.
Well, you know, I think it's so important that people must understand nobody's in favor of discrimination. But when the federal government can begin to step in and tell us how we can feel about specific things, why, of course, it takes away freedom not only from the white man, but from the black man as well. And so, I mean, certainly it was not the subject of the federal government to do away with discrimination. Most of the states in the North passed legislation that eliminated discrimination. The South did not. And people had the option then of either moving to the North, where there was not structured discrimination, or staying in the South. But you always had to limit the power of the federal government, because it would always be misused. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Absolutely everyone.
And the final phrase of this 13th Amendment is perhaps the most damaging aspect that ought to, I believe, be repealed. This phrase that says, Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. It allowed Congress to determine in its own mind what it thought was necessary to enforce this and create whatever it wanted. It basically gave Congress a blank check. And our founders said, you never do that with the central government. You never do that with the federal government. Never give them a blank check to invent whatever powers they want to invent. You always guard and restrict what powers you grant to the federal government very, very carefully. Well, sad to say, not only does the 13th Amendment have that statement, but the 14th, the 15th, the 18th, the 19th, the 23rd, the 24th, the 26th. In other words, since the 13th Amendment, the pattern is almost all of the subsequent amendments have this statement that the federal government or Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. And the result is an extreme amount of increase in the powers of the federal government over the lives of the individual citizens in each state and over the states. In other words, the system's been turned upside down. It was designed to have very limited powers granted to the federal government and wide-ranging powers granted to the states. That's very clearly stated in Article or Federalist number 45. You read it and see what they said. But this is the opposite of that. This is giving enormous increase of power and wide-ranging reach for the federal government. And that's why we see today the federal government involved in every aspect of our lives, every detail of our lives. And that should not be so. The state governments were supposed to be a check against the federal power and an advance of the federal power. But the system has been broken through the 13th and many of the subsequent amendments designed to destroy our constitutional republic.
Amen. That we're out of time. David, one more time, your telephone number.
Our toll-free number is 866-730-9796.
God bless. Thanks so much.
God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
CNC Coins in Longmont. We buy and sell rare and collectible coins, gold, silver, and palladium bullion. We stock coin supplies and White's metal detectors. CNC Coin also has quality new and used firearms and shooting supplies for defense, cowboy shooting, and hunting. Special orders and transfers are always welcome. For fair prices on coins, bullion, metal detectors, and firearms, check out CNC Coins at 381 Main in Longmont. 303-774-9661. CNC Coins, Longmont.
American Freedom Network, and let me just suggest that if you'd like more information on this subject, we do have a four-tape set, The Foundations of Our Freedom. We have something that Pastor Chuck Baldwin put together, and that's the foundation documents. There are about 50 of them, from the Declaration of Independence to Washington's Farewell Address to the Gettysburg Address to the Mayflower Compact, and it's just nice to have all the documents that deal with our country and our heritage there in one bound volume. So if you're interested in getting the foundation documents, they are available to Radio Liberty, along with our four-tape set, The Foundations of Our Freedom and America's God and Country, a wonderful book by Bill Federer. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, if you'd like to perhaps understand what's really going on behind the scenes, let me suggest my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the book by the same title. My new talk, The Forbidden Secret. It tells of the secret that's been passed down through the ages by the members of secret societies. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there always have been secret societies, just as today, why the Skull and Bones is a secret society with secret oaths that's so secret that neither George Bush nor John Kerry, Senator Kerry, would discuss Skull and Bones during the last presidential election. They were both members of the same secret society. What are the chances that could have happened just by accident? They flaunt their power. It's so obvious. Realizing the American people are too dumb to understand what's going on. Well, you need to get my talk on The Forbidden Secret. That, along with Brotherhood of Darkness, will give you the overview of what's going on. And then, of course, Chris Pinto's wonderful DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and, of course, his DVD on going into the background of the Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. We actually have a book by that title, but now the DVD gives you so much more information going into the background of Masonry and the influence of secret societies in America. And lastly, Pastor Joe Schimmel's wonderful DVDs entitled They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. Now, certainly it deals with the music industry. What has happened to so many of the prominent people within the music industry who've actually made a pact with Satan? They admit they've made a pact with Satan. They are disciples of the Satan, and they have great fame, they have great power, but of course they have short lives, because Satan does expect to be repaid for what he has given. There is no free lunch. They sold their souls for rock and roll. I promise you, after seeing these DVDs, and you can get them in 3-hour, 4-hour, or 10-hour version, I promise you, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes and understand the same thing is going on in Washington, D.C., is going on in the music industry. Same thing going on in corporations, foundations, education. If you want to become the president of a major university, you better become part of this system. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin.